Yesterday, we heard the story of two women, a refugee couple from Cameroon. They fled their country because it's a crime to be gay there. When they arrived here in the U.S., they faced new hurdles as they tried to settle in. Today, we hear about a program that's trying to give gay refugees a softer landing. The World's Monica Campbell has that story.
We're in a kitchen in a San Francisco home, and there's some serious dinner prep happening. There's one woman here, slender, with long reddish-brown hair, busy with the appetizers.
My name is Selma. I born in Iraq, Baghdad, Iraq.
She's in her 30s, Muslim, and moved here recently. Growing up in Iraq, her mom spoke to her in English.
She used to speak to us. It's like, good morning, let's go, you know. Speaking English, singing, you know, it's like English. And my mom, she like Abby.
Abba.
Abba. Yeah, she like right. Abba. Yeah, seriously, you know.
Soon after the invasion in 2003, Selma started working as a translator for U.S. troops.
I was with them when they got hit in Fallujah, and I almost lost my life.
And the danger continued. She began getting threats.
Threats because I work with, you know, U.S. government and, you know, and my brother. I work with my brother.
He was a translator.
He was a translator, but him and my mom, they got killed. And that's why.
That's why she fled to Turkey. She doesn't know who targeted her family, but she feared being next. In Turkey, she was granted refugee status for her work with the U.S. military and got approved to come to the U.S., a place where she could feel free in another way, too. Selma is intersex. She was born with sexual anatomy that's both male and female. Selma identifies as a woman and looks and sounds like a woman. She was considered female by the U.S. military, but was classified by Iraqi officials as a man and felt ostracized. So that brings us back to this home in San Francisco, where she lives now with her new roommates.
Good girl.
My name is Ruben Zeltman.
My name is Erica Katsky.
They met Selma when she arrived at their doorstep from the airport. It all happened pretty quickly.
They had just gotten notice that the person was coming, and so they were looking for housing.
The couple's part of a small pioneering program for refugees like Selma. People who arrive here alone, who faced persecution because of their sexual identity, and could use extra support. Jewish Family and Children's Services of the East Bay created the program. Volunteers receive a small amount of rent from the newcomer, and they, in return, help with life here. Here's Zalman.
Well, I'm transgender myself, although Selma's story is very different from mine. I grew up in Los Angeles, but I do have some understanding of what it means to not be safe in the world and to not really be welcome.
Katsky and Zalman, who's also a rabbi, have helped Selma with the tricky navigation of getting recognized officially as a woman.
How do you change your name and gender? Mm-hmm. How is it appropriate to speak with a person whose gender you might not be clear on? What questions are okay to ask? Mm-hmm. There didn't used to be a form at the Social Security Administration for gender change.
Selma is still getting her footing, but you can tell she feels at home.
I'm lucky. I'm blessed because I live with them. And I realized that I love them with their dogs also.
She loves the dog the most.
Uh-huh. No, come
Otis.
On.
Otis.
Well, let's say Otis.
Otis.
I realized that they respect you, whatever, if you are intersex, trans, or whatever it is. They believe in you. This is the family.
After we talk, it's back to cooking. There's apple pear cobbler, sweet potatoes, gravy, turkey. Okay, it's not November, but Selma got here in late December and heard about the feast she missed. So she made a request.
Re-Thanksgiving.
Re-Thanksgiving, okay.
We're using my aunt's recipe for sweet potatoes with marshmallows. And she was looking at the bag of marshmallows. What is that?
Welcome to America.
For the world, I'm Monica Campbell, San Francisco.
Actually, Erica was soup. Oh, my God.